Live from the Plaza Theatre in Coonamble, you're with Dougal Saunders bringing you the colour, excitement, music and spectacle of the 2011 Moranbilla Festival on ABC Western Plains.
Indeed, we are live from the Plaza Theatre this morning. Great to be with you on ABC Western Plains. Dougal Saunders with you through until 11 o'clock this morning, and plenty to come. First off, though, good to be able to welcome the Mayor of the Coonamble Shire, Tim Horan. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Dougal. It's, it's an event that comes around. This is our sixth year, and it's, once a year we have it, and it's just great for our community. We're still struggling, really, with the drought. It's become dry again, and everyone's confidence now with the crops has dropped off a bit, so it's a weekend that the town really comes alive and people running around, a lot of strangers, and, the locals love it. It's great.
As you can probably hear in the background, a little bit of warming up happening with Sydney Brass going to be performing for us shortly. They're just here in the foyer of the Plaza Theatre with us this morning. Didn't point this out, I'm in the oldest barber chair in Coonamble
this
morning.
You are very lucky. Very lucky indeed.
I feel like I'm on a throne. Seriously, this was apparently, I think, 48 years old or something, this chair. And I haven't actually flipped the back, but apparently you can flip it back to get the shave.
Well, someone might be able to do that for you later if you ask nicely.
Yeah, if I ask nicely.
There is energy to burn in this team, which has been really good for me. I've been involved in very small-scale Coonamble event management in the past, and this has obviously blown my mind. And just having the energy to feed on from them, particularly Michelle, she just goes like the Energizer Bunny. It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. The woman's amazing. So, yeah, look, the energy is there, and it is for everyone. And I think everybody feels it when they come this weekend.
Mm. It's a unique experience, isn't it? And it's even quite unique. As we sit here now, there are people flocking in from all different parts of the region.
That's
all
right.
Different talents, all different experiences, all different thoughts about what this might be.
Yeah.
It's the feeling is quite tangible.
Oh, it's a wonderful experience. As a matter of fact, you're saying flocking in from all parts of the region. Our tuba player flew in yesterday from Bali from his honeymoon. So
he looks happy.
He said the breakfast at Baradine Hotel this morning wasn't exactly like the Bali resort, but
isn't that fantastic?
Oh yeah.
And I think you'll agree the sound coming out of the theatre today is just magnificent.
To be able to see what we're creating, this experience that we get that is very rare in this area.
Well, look, I thought while we're hearing all this great stuff, you might like to have a bit of a picture painted. So Justin Huntsdale, who's here with us today, is going to pop in. I mean, this has been fantastic so far.
Michelle Leonard is the artistic director of the Moranbilla Festival, and just walking into the Plaza Theatre now, there's probably about 100 chairs set up at the front. We've got an orchestra set up in front of me, some children's choir over to the right, and the Leichhardt Espresso Chorus over to the end. Now, I'm just being able to put Michelle Leonard on the spot here, Michelle. I'm just usually just directing you from over there to say go when it's time for a song, but I thought I might pop in here and just paint a bit of a picture of what it looks like in here. Just describe what the Plaza Theatre looks like now, Michelle.
The Plaza Theatre is the most gorgeous example of 1920s Art Deco. It's faded glory. It's certainly a lot better than it was 6 years ago when we started. There was scaffolding and everything. Chris Gray is the most remarkable human being. He's single-handedly transformed this into a gem, actually. The ceiling is beautiful and ornate stucco. We have about 189 singers on stage. We have the best part of 50 members of the Sydney Youth Orchestra here.
Baradine obviously happens at Baradine, and one of the ladies who makes it all run is Dot McGillicuddy. Good morning, Dot.
Good morning.
Thank you for popping in.
Well, it's very busy. There are lots of children there that I have to look after, and probably my main aim in the week is to get them all to the end of the week still breathing. Happy.
At least you're being honest, yeah. How many kids are we talking about that you have to actually look after?
We're talking about 180. So I'm just looking after their medications. And some of the adults need medication too, I'll let you know. But, so it's pretty busy, and making sure they are all well-fed, happy, and they get enough sleep, which is sometimes difficult.
Can I just say, it is just sounding tremendous.
Thank you.
It really is. Is it feeling that way for you?
Yeah, it is. It's about to pop. I think it's the strongest festival we've put in, which is a good thing. I mean, you always anticipate that things will cumulatively get better and better as you progress along, but the standard and the scope of what we're presenting this year, particularly with the full orchestra and the calibre of the compositions and the kids, everyone's just jumping to the benchmark. I mean, look, it is a mega force. There's, you know, 250 people in there. I'm particularly proud to be standing in front of them. They just enjoy the atmosphere of having what is really turning to be quite an extraordinary festival in Coonamble.